My friend Cynthia, Tessa, and I are on our way to the Retlaw Plaza Hotel in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It was built in the early 20s by hotel magnate Walter Schrader. Retlaw is Walter, spelled backwards. The hotel was once a jewel of the city, but that's not why we're here. We're here because we've heard that Walter, almost 50 years after his death, still walks the halls. Opened in March of 1923, the hotel really was a jewel, built from the finest materials available. It played host to the rich and famous, and with the secret tunnel leading to the secret bar across the street, it was also home to those who just wanted a prohibition-defying drink before bed. With its ornate chandeliers and sculpted plaster, it could be the set for any number of movies, but now, it seems to be home to a ghost story.
There is Aubrey, right?
Yes. After checking in, okay. The first thing I want to do is talk to the staff. Has anything weird ever happened to you?
Well, yeah, my cups have gone flying off my cart before.
Really?
Yeah. I was in a room and all of a sudden I heard my cups go flying and I looked and they were like across the hallway.
In the kitchen one time we were sitting there. All of a sudden, the ice machine opened up and flung ice out of it. Like, it never happens. We've never seen that happen before, and it just flung right out of there. We like to joke around and say that it's Walter that's doing it.
Then it's off to check out our rooms. Mine looks pretty much like any room in an old hotel. No bleeding walls or anything. Although, when I turn on my TV, a show about ghost hunting is on. After a late dinner, we meet back up to go exploring. The place is mostly quiet, and we search every nook and cranny of the 8 floors, hoping to see or feel something. In a few places, our recorders pick up a lot of interference, but that's about it. Then it's off to bed. Even though my room is rumored to be one of the most haunted, I slept like a baby, with none of the reported hair-pulling or ghostly banging, but it was a different story for Tessa.
So I was tossing and turning until about 2:30 this morning, and I was just about to doze off, and all of a sudden I got a really strong smell of stale cigarettes in my face. And so my heart started pounding immediately. So I definitely think there's something happening in this hotel.
All right, and that's 717 and 714?
Okay,
all right. Maybe every old building is haunted by the memory of its years. Time has weight, and it forces old pipes to moan and foundations to creak. But here, maybe, just maybe, there is something more. Something that smells of tobacco and possesses a mischievous heart.